A current exhibition at McCroskey Arts Center in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, features Ben Moore. He's an assistant professor of art at Luther College in Decorah, Iowa, and primarily a painter. His new work, Hanging at McCroskey Arts Center, departs from that form, with silk-screened images from past parties he has attended, intermixed with exceedingly subtle pencil drawings of explosions and dust clouds. They're called boom drawings. At the recent opening reception for Moore's exhibition, I asked him about the two subtypes of this new work.
There's kind of two subclasses of what you have out here.
Yeah.
One of them is very subtle graphite on
paper.
Yeah, those
were the first ones I started doing. This is a like a side studio project, and it's starting to slowly take over my studio practice. But I have to start painting again for a show in April. But no, I started with the graphite drawings, and they were, I call them non-objective, even though they are objective. I mean, I'm thinking about explosions and everything. I mean, non-objective in the sense that I was literally responding just to the marks of the paper, and I really started to enjoy the negative space and how the paper would hold weight just as much as the marks, and how the paper became louder than a lot of the marks even. So I really enjoyed that. And I started screen printing images, I think because I had access to one all of a sudden. Like, we got a new screen printing facility at the college where I teach, and I'd printed in the past, and I had all this imagery from paintings, and I thought, well, what would happen if I combined the two? And I was pretty surprised. There were a lot of failures. There were a lot of bad ones. So I was doing some on big sheets, and I did a series of about 10 of those, and two of those big ones are here. And I'd always shown those with the paintings because I used imagery from the paintings, maybe two or three of those drawings in a larger group of those, with maybe 10 to 15 paintings. But then I started finding all sorts of scraps, like printing tests and even some things from a former partner of mine. And so some of the imagery on the smaller pieces is actually some of her work. And then there's actually, if you look closely in a few of them, we printed our own wedding invitations and saved the date. So there's pieces of those in there. They're all tested on Mylar just to make sure the screens worked and they printed all right. And there's some of her work, but it's all cut into pieces that you can't, just get a little unrecognizable. And some of my work, old work, very old work from maybe 7 or 8 years ago. And so they're all layered and pasted onto paper, and then there's Mylar, and then more of these new images from the work that you see out there, that sort of repeated imagery, and then drawn on top, and that's maybe the connection of those explosions. And the idea behind a lot of the paintings that I have and this work are things just calamity, things about to go wrong, or things that have gone wrong. I mean, just that moment right when you know something bad is going to happen, or even when you see little kids playing and their screams get louder and louder and louder and laughter gets louder and louder and all of a sudden crying. So it's just that apex right there. That's what they're floating on.
This is an intensely personal body of work for you with these photos from your near past.
Yeah.
And the new insights you've just given me about what some of the other source material in those pieces, what some of that stuff is. Has your other work been this sort of autobiographical?
No, this is, in the last few years, I mean, that's really where it's gotten. It's gotten a lot more personal. I mean, I've had work that used some imagery from my life, but most of it was always found photographs. And when I talk about things going wrong, I mean, if you notice, some of the images have imagery from bars and parties and people that are fairly lubricated, dancing and falling over and laughing. And so the previous work that I've dealt with, I always dealt with deviancy and deviant behavior, but also dealt with like sexual deviance and things like that. So I use found photographs of like passed out drunk people and things like that. But they're all found images, and it was on the larger context of like vulnerability and everything, but it's always fairly removed from it. It was almost like two steps removed from voyeurism. And somehow along the lines, my images, they seemed to feel less authentic because it didn't really feel like they were my paintings. They could have been anyone's paintings, and I think the quickest access for that form was using my own photos.
So what's that like to be hanging your own history up on the wall for all to see?
It's not too bad. It's nice. I mean, I think of it, they become something else. I mean, just like when you paint from it, like a photo, or you paint, or you screen a photo, like you silkscreen a photo, you make a drawing of a photo or anything, it ceases to be that photo and it becomes that piece, hopefully. So those aren't those events that happened there, the silkscreens and drawings.
Switching gears drastically, I'm interested in how art first became a part of your life.
I've been making work for a long time. My father is a printmaker. He has a lot of things he does. He's a CEO of a museum, of an agriculture museum, but he's also a printmaker, and he owns an antique store. He's a really wild dude, but prints all the time. He has a big print shop in his basement. He has a really nice Dickerson combination press and a challenge proof press. At one point he had a Vandercook number 2, which now I have. He was nice enough to give that to me, and that's probably why I'm a painter. Because I would register all of his prints since as long as I could remember, I would just be putting paper on and registering and putting a block on and handing it to him and put editions of 200. And man, I hate him. Maybe that's why I do silk screens or monoprints and like one-shot prints. I like the printmaking process, but editions, that's definitely why I'm a painter. No, not the only reason, but that's my first exposure.
Ben Moore, thanks.
Thank you.
Moore's new work hangs at the Minnesota Gallery at McCrosty Arts Center in Grand Rapids up to the start of Thanksgiving week. Moore's oil paintings also focus on the moment before calamity strikes. See images of his new boom drawings and the paintings at his site, MooreBen, that's MooreBen.blogspot.com. This program was produced with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm Travis Ryder.